Grant Cardone schools millions of people in the keys to success and in the methods of achieving their dreams. Kimberly's conversation with Grant from CPAC is coming up next. Stay with us. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Carlitis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast again this week. We're so delighted that you're joining us. Every episode, right, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. Well, let me tell you about today's special program. Grant Cardone is a successful businessman and author. He created an online education platform, and he is the founder of 10X Growth Conferences. Now, Kimberly Fletcher caught up with Grant recently at CPAC, where he shared his vision and how to inspire our kids to achieve great success. Take a listen.
The best part about CPAC is all the incredible people that you meet. Just walking by your booth or running into them in the hall, this is where all the cool peeps are. And one of those people I just met is Grant Cardone. And you are, this is fantastic because I did not know about 10X. And I get really excited when I hear about things that are going to help us as moms raise that entrepreneurial spirit in our kids. So tell me about 10X.
Yeah, so 10X is about how to 10X your income, 10X your family, 10X your business, how to make everything bigger for you and your family so that you have enough cushion and possibility. The middle class, as you know, is shrinking in America.
Yes.
And the family unit is shrinking. All these things, the family unit, the number of kids that we're having, our inspiration, aspiration, people are getting shrunk down. They're getting oppressed or suppressed. So my wife and I wrote a book called The 10X Rule in 2012. Became an international phenomenon about expansion, how anyone can expand. And my wife and I were having our first child at the time. We homeschool our kids, okay? We travel all over the world. And we want to reach out to the family. Like, there's nothing more important than moms. I was raised by a single mom. And if it was not for my mom, I would not be who I am today.
Do you know how many times I hear that? And it just makes me excited. I have 8 children. Where does that put me on the 10X scale?
Oh, it puts you two. You know, you got to get busy. You know,
I'm too short.
I wish I'd have had more kids, actually.
How many kids do you have?
We have 2.
That's awesome.
And we homeschooled both girls. Okay. We homeschooled them both. It was a great decision for us to take them out of the school system.
Yeah.
But my family unit, my extended family, is tens of millions of people. So, like, I had a friend that was at an event. He's very, very successful. Worth, I don't know, $12 billion or something. And he told me, he's like, Grant, you and Elena did so good with your kids. You should have had more kids. And then he said, I apologize. I take that back. Because he was at an event where we had 500 extended family members for a charity event. So everybody can do more in America. Everybody can have more. You can have more time. You can have more money. You can have more businesses. Bigger is better. We have a saying, go big or go
small. Go
bigger,
home.
Bigger, bigger, bigger.
Go bigger, bigger, go bigger.
Don't go home. Don't go home. Go big or go bigger. And get your kids to think like that. Your kids don't, if kids are bored, they're going to drift to drugs.
That is right.
Okay, I know I did. 15 years old, I was bored. I didn't like school, and the next thing you know, from 16 till 25, I was a drug addict, daily drug addict.
And
can you believe
at you
that?
Now.
Look at me now. Look at us now. But it's because I lost my dad when I was 10. But not just that, I didn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
And if you don't have anything to do and you're wandering around, the wrong people are going to grab your kids.
That is exactly what's happening right now. And this is why I'm so excited to run into you. Because right now they are filling our kids full of all kinds of ideas that are leaving a void in their lives. Everything that gives them purpose and passion is gone. When COVID happened, everything that they got involved in school, that was pulled away too. So anything that gave them a purpose, a vision, was just wiped out. So how do we refill their tank with something positive?
Well, the first thing, we have to identify what is it you want your kids to have, okay? You can't just make a list of the things that are wrong. I'm not saying you are, but this is what I hear a lot of people say.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's social media, it's Instagram, it's TikTok. No, it's not. The issue is that you're not using social media to feed your kids what they want to see. I I reach about 160 million kids a year with this phone because I'm feeding them information about, for nothing, by the way, this is zero. We don't charge anything for this. 160 million, an eighth of a billion people, without the federal government being involved, with no funding from the taxpayer, we're feeding kids information about how to start a business, how to not go to college.
That part.
Why
spend all that money?
If you didn't have to go to college, and you could still make it. By the way, you can in America.
My son did.
Yeah, exactly. So we're feeding kids what they want in small, short bites of information that they can consume, rather than saying you need to sit down and it's going to be 6 weeks. You got to get through this big book. We're feeding kids the way they want to be fed. So that's what I would tell people. Like, let's inspire kids about how to get rich.
Yeah. So how do we find out about this? You have a website, I guess.
Well, yeah. If you guys Google Grant Cardone, the name Grant Cardone, you can do Grant Cardone and money, Grant Cardone's wife, Grant Cardone's age, Grant Cardone's net worth, Grant Cardone anything. Trust me, you will not need to find me. I will find you.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get the book. And I assume it's
available. I'm going to send you a copy.
Oh, I would love that. Autograph it for me.
Okay,
so
I will.
10X. I love this. And I love
and
that
then
you're
going to
say
you. Business. We're going to have moms at Mar-a-Lago.
That's
okay.
Fantastic.
My wife and I will coordinate it. We're going to raise a bunch of money for it.
I love that.
Okay.
Get more kids, more engaged, and good stuff.
Yeah.
And 10X everything in their life,
10X
not just
everything.
Business. I love it. Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Now, you got to be careful, though, because you 10X anymore, you're going to have two more kids.
I'm
if you 10X that part of your life.
No, I'm picking up on the grandkids now.
Okay.
We're good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Grant, for
thank
coming
you.
By.
Thank you.
And just another great person to meet. You got to come to CPAC because these are the kind of awesome people you meet with all kinds of solutions for the problems you think you have and really don't. Put the good in where the bad is, fill it in, and you're going to have a great 10X life.
Thanks, Kimberly and Grant. What a great interview. And yes, mamas, you can find out more about Grant, his books, and his 10X conferences at grantcardone.com. What a great resource for us as moms. All right, moms, I do want to remind you to join our movement. Share this podcast with all of your mom friends in your circle. Great information. And, you know, if you're asking, well, what is Moms for America? We are moms uniting all across the country. We are fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. So please join us. We say that we are the ultimate support group. You go to momsforamerica.us, you check out all of our amazing programs, our resources, our seminars, and our webinars that will help you support you on your journey through motherhood, right? It is difficult times and we are here to help you. We say this every week. We have everything that happens at your kitchen table. We are here to support you. From parental rights to public policy, Moms for America has it all. So please check us out at momsforamerica.us. Thanks for joining us. Share this podcast and let's keep changing our country, one home at a time, and I'll see you next week.